Emily and I just had a little exchange over email, and I know your first guitar you got really young. Your parents bought you a guitar for $24,
yep.
a nylon string guitar that you still have.
Yep.
How many other guitars do you have? If you save that one.
A lot. Over the years, some of them have come and gone, but I mean, this is a Martin. This is a J40. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like, I use two guitars primarily on stage, acoustic guitars, and the other one is a D45 made out of Koa,
cool.
Also a Martin. And Amy's songs tend to be, I want a more muscular guitar in terms of musical sensibility. So this guitar is more muscular and in sound. And the other one is a little more, I use it for more of my picky stuff. Mm-hmm. And I usually play it on my songs. But I love all stringed instruments. So I really love ukulele and banjo and just anything that you can pluck, you know, or go like this and make it make sounds. But Martin guitars are my go-to acoustic instruments.
And what about you, Amy?
I love Martin guitars, and it's been mostly what I've played, but about 5 years ago I got a Gibson, a 55 Gibson J45 that I fell in love with.
Yeah.
And it's a, for me, I started writing just pretty much country songs on it for like a country project I was working on, and things that were more in that vein, I guess, like Americana vein. But then I discovered that it also sounded good on some more muscular, kind of strummy stuff. So it became a really good utility guitar that could sound good on a lot of different styles of music. But I love my Martins. I've had this for, it's one of the earliest guitars I ever bought. I have like a gut string that I had from when I was teeny, like 9 years old, and then I have like a really, really weird, like Sears and Roebuck steel string that's like steel strings.
Oh, cool, you
know,
have that?
Yeah, I don't even know what kind of string. It's like steel. It's like not even like guitar strings. It's like metal, you know. And it's at my mom's, and we have it by the piano and play it around the piano sometimes. But this Martin from the 40s, it's an 018, and it had been refinished. And I've done work on it. I've had like the bridge worked on and stuff. But when I bought it, it had already been refinished, as hence the kind of shininess of it. But I got it pretty early, and I played it forever, and it's been through a lot, and I have this 018, which I like for, it's funny, it's got a really big sound and really tight,
yeah.
But I like to play it on like open D songs a lot of times. It just sounds really big, you know? And then, I have a J40 that's black that I love for like just rock,
yeah.
You know, just like jangly rock. It doesn't sound very good finger picking for me, but it sounds great on just stuff I can just attack, you know. And
those were like our first nice guitars, right?
Yeah, those were our
when
first
we got
nice guitars.
Signed,
her J40 and mine.
Nice,
I got a black one, she got a blonde one.
Yeah.
And then I have a great D28 that is from the 70s that I love. I mean, I bought it because it sounds great on all of Emily's songs, but it's never. It's funny, I've never gave it the credit it deserves, because it actually sounds good on everything. It's a great guitar, and it always sounds good. I don't have to do a lot of work on it. This guitar I have to fuss with a lot, intonation-wise and stuff, but it's like, and the actions, I like action really high, and I like medium string, so often my intonation's a little out. I have to get special things done to the bridge and stuff like that. I have a couple old Gibson mandolins.
Oh, cool.
That I love from the 20s that are A's. I'm not a good enough player to like play an F and do all that bluegrass stuff. I'm just kind of a strummer. So I like an A because it's really loud sounding. And I can just do like mountain music on it and just be loud and kind of raucous. And so that's what I do for that.
Yeah. I write all my songs on my Taylor acoustic because...
Sounds great.
Because the action... Amy's like, I like high action and medium strings. I like low action and light strings.
Because you're actually playing. I'm just going...
Oh. but it's cool. It's sort of the reason why we work together so well musically. Just the different sounds that come out together. But I do love those Taylor guitars. I use it in my dressing room every day on tour. And then I write all my songs on it when I'm writing on acoustic guitar. And then I play the Martins on stage. I love Taylor guitars. Yeah.